Hi, this is Aisha Jackson, and this is Life as We Know It.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Fine.
Terrible.
I guess it's cool. Get the show
on. Drama.
Boring.
Waste of time.
Daydream.
Big or small, public or private, SATs or ACTs, exams, studying, prom, sports. High school brings mixed emotions for us all. Throughout this podcast, I talked to multiple high school students about how their experience through high school has been so far. The answers I get vary, but most of my interviewees tell me high school is nothing like they expected. From the work to friendships and even dating, high school has changed some part of their lives.
My high school experience has been very eventful and interesting, and not what I expected.
What'd you expect?
I guess since I watched a lot of movies with like high schools and stuff, and then all that crazy like drama crap, that hasn't happened to me, and I'm trying not to jinx myself, but it luckily hasn't been like that, really.
The second I got into high school, I started like drinking. I smoked cigarettes for a period of time. I got bad grades. I snuck behind my parents' backs. I got my first boyfriend. And everything just pretty much got fucked up from there.
I don't like school. It's not my thing. I just don't like it. It's messed up your whole mojo. And just like, it's too many expectations. Like, I feel like I'm already in college and I'm like 15. Like, I don't know. But high school fucking sucks, and I can't wait till the day I graduate.
It's been pretty bad.
I didn't think there would be so much stress.
I just know that last year was a lot more easy and fun. I've been getting behind in my work, so it's been not much going on really.
I just can't wait to get out of high school and go into the real world.
Has high school distorted our images of what high school is actually like? That we aren't living in reality? That none of the things we go through aren't real? Well, they are. And it took me a while to realize that I had so much power over the decisions I made. I don't think anyone ever tells us about the enormity of what one decision can do. One day I decided not to study for a math quiz, and the next day I'm taking the quiz, and I didn't do so well. And later on, my grade drops because of that quiz. The decisions we make, they affect us in the future, and we don't realize it, sadly, for some of us until it's too late. I've heard high school is about making mistakes, but we can't make mistakes when there's so much at stake. College, our futures, right? We all want options, and we don't get it because we're young and we're naive. Consequences aren't coincidences anymore. They never were. And that's life as we know it.
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see the light.
Freshman.
Do not.
I mean, like,
what do you think about relationships, like
in high school?
Yeah,
I mean, they're a lot more. The relationships in high school, I'm not even gonna front. They take you away from your schoolwork.
What about friendships?
Your friendships, there's not a lot of people you can trust because you learn that, you know, not everybody's your friend. They're just there.
It happens. Like, I mean, it's like your first year, you start seeing who people truly are, and then the next year is like, oh, we were best friends last year, and now I don't even talk to you.
Yeah, like,
you'll probably find other people being involved in your relationship. Maybe. I don't know. But
so you're saying a high school relationship can't be between two people?
Usually.
People spread rumors that aren't true. So
true,
I just,
but I've had so many rumors spread about me, but it's just pointless.
If you were in high school, you shouldn't have a relationship, because relationships is distractful. And if you want to focus more on school, don't have a relationship.
Get back in the class. Get your butt back in there. Get your butt back in there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So what word would you use to describe your high school experience?
One word?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe sophomore year and up, it'd be easier because we already got the hang of what happens and how relationships start and end around the school. So we're more bound to know what we're going to talk into. So I think that it's more of a growing process, and it's part of the relationship. A lot of times there's flings at high school. That's why high school is famous for. I think being tied down to one person limits your options. So I think you shouldn't even, you should talk to people, but have fun.
I thought it was time to ask the adults how they felt about high school. And shockingly, some of their answers vary.
There are some cool things I got to do, but the educational experience was boring. Like, I didn't feel like, I never felt challenged. I never felt like I was really pushed in high school. So I'd say boring for the education.
Would you go back if you could?
To high school?
Yeah.
No way.
Why?
It's a weird time in a kid's life. They're like figuring out their bodies, they're figuring out their social relationships, they're making a lot of dumb mistakes. And I wouldn't go from being grown to being back to being a teenager. I wouldn't.
It was a new experience because I went right from junior high to high school, and the world of grown-ups, and you really had to really stay on your toes. Some kids, when you sat around at school, you would be one of those slick kids, and then ones get left out. So you really have to start being serious, because that's the next step to dealt with right there on the road. A lot of us didn't go to college in those days, so you better be prepared to go out there at least read and write and be able to function, you know. How I felt about it, it was very important to me, because a lot of my family didn't graduate high school, but I was probably one of the second ones to do it. And, very important just to go to the next step in life.
What's changed since you've been out?
Well, there's a lot more intensity making the kids learn now. There's a lot more caretaking now. And not just wear out, send us through, but just they make sure that you take more hands-on, you know, teaching.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Would you go back if you could?
Not now. That was a hard time in my life. In other words, you know, I don't think I'd go back. You know, but you know, when you go in high school, you go through a lot of emotional things too. And it's hard for us to be easy on other people. I went out and write the service, so I don't want to go back there.
I understand. All right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I know it's kind of dull.
No.
English stuff I was saying.
My high school experience was very traditional. I went to Central High School, and there were probably about 2,500 people in the school, and very traditional. There were cheerleaders, there were lots of sports, lots of different courses offered, AP courses, language courses. But at the same time, you were very much just a student. You know, there were a lot of rules that you had to follow, and kind of the teachers hung out with the teachers, and the students hung out with the students. I played soccer. That was a big piece of my high school career.
How long did you play soccer for?
In high school or forever?
For high school. Like,
I played all. I was on varsity all 4 years. I was the captain of my team my senior year, and I played outside of school as well.
What's changed since you've been out of high school?
I gained a lot of weight. but you know, I think it's interesting for me, especially because I work in a high school now, so I'm able to see kind of what high school students are like, and I compare it a lot. I compare a lot of things I see as a counselor. You know, I think that, as I feel old saying it, but like, no one was really using computers when I was in high school. I mean, they were using them to write papers, but no iChat. No one had cell phones. I had a pager when I was in high school. That was like how we got in touch with people, and like, if it was really important, you'd put 911 at the end of the page. You know, I think just, you know, the technological advances between the time I was in high school, which was like a little over 10 years ago, to now have been huge.
Would you go back if you could?
Yes, I loved high school. I was like skinny and I was popular and I was athletic, and it's all gone downhill since then.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, thank you, Mrs. Wood.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
What's it for?
I think there's a cool thing about being a teenager that has, like, your life is about a lot of hope. Like, there's a lot in front of you. You're always thinking about, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. College is this foreign new thing that's about to happen. Like, there's this career, it's this foreign new thing. So that sense of hope I miss, because I feel like I'm in my job, I'm in my house. Like, I have the friends I'm going to have. Like, I feel like there's not going to be as much newness in my life as when I was 15. But other than that, it's fine. I wouldn't go back.
I understand. So, what's changed since you've been out
of high school?
Yeah.
Got bills. Feel a sense of responsibility that I never really felt. You know, when I was a kid, I had a pretty tame childhood. Like, I was blessed. I didn't have too many problems and things like that. So, I always felt taken care of. And so, I didn't have to grow up before my time. I had to grow up about the time you're supposed to grow up. So the only difference for me is now I've got to pay bills, now I've got to have a job, now I've got to be reliable in that job and things like that.
Okay. What school did you go to?
Salt.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mr. The truth is, regardless of how many of us my age don't want to believe it, is that every decision we make sharpens our future. And I hope that when people listen to this, that's what they get from it. That, like Mr. K said, there's a sense of hope. You know, everything's new to us. And after a while, things don't become as new. I'm Aisha Jackson, and this is Life as We Know It.